Despite the critical nature of the Syrian crisis, there's a silver lining. Ukraine's troubles disrupt work for Send International, and today we'll connect the dots between the ocean, a ship, and ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 2.5 million refugees, 6.5 million internally displaced people, and to top it all off, there's no end in sight. The Syrian crisis seems to be surrounded by nothing but bad news. But Tom Doyle, E3 Partners Middle East expert, shares this report.
Despite some of the saddest things that you would ever imagine with this brutal, terrible war, Jesus is breaking through and setting people free.
While the influx of Syria's refugees is pushing neighboring countries to their limit, it's a chance for non-believers to see Christ's love in action.
You can go to all of the Middle Eastern countries where Syrians are coming, and it's Christians that are waiting on them, feeding them, giving them clothes.
E3 is meeting physical needs and sharing the gospel with refugees. Give through a link at our website to help.
Through the love and support of Christians around the world, Syrians are seeing that God has not forgotten them.
Next, Russian forces took over a Ukrainian naval base in Crimea yesterday. There are concerns that tensions between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian forces could ignite into a bloody conflict. Caught in the middle is Send International's teams. Workers in three cities east and south of Kiev have relocated or evacuated. Some in Kiev have also left. Pray for protection for the Send team still in the country and for Ukrainian believers. Check back at our website for updates as the situation continues to unfold. This is Mission Network News. Shouldn't a believer be able to learn about their Savior on a daily basis? Well, that's difficult in places like the Philippines because many Christians don't have a Bible. Jason Wolford of Christian Resources International says their ministry is working to fix this issue.
Our plan and our hope is to get God's Word there to encourage those that are lost, but also encourage those that are believers to have God's Word so they can read and know about the very God that they called on to be their Lord and Savior.
CRI will be visiting in October to hold a conference, concert, and Bible giveaway.
We are going to reach thousands upon thousands of people. There will literally be over 200,000 copies of God's Word and Christian books that will be disseminated in the Philippines. And it's going to be about $90,000 that we need to raise for this trip.
So if you'd like to help, visit our website. Keep a lookout for details on how to join the trip. Also ask for God's protection over these efforts. Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization is taking the gospel to the world, but did you know a ship is helping them do that? The Logos Hope is home to a large onboard bookstore and more than 120 OMers from around the world. OM's Dale Rattan.
We get about a million people a year that walk up the gangways of our ship. We're able to get into so many different kinds of countries. We've been in 150 different countries, including over 20 that are closed, so to speak, closed to the gospel.
According to Rotan, they need people.
We're constantly looking for new people to come and join. You don't need to be a professional seaman. About 20% of the people that serve on the ship have some special profession, but 80%, their greatest ability is availability. They just say, hey, listen, I want to change the world.
And if you don't get the paradox of persecution, this story's for you. Secret Church is a simulated house church meant to raise awareness about what persecution really looks like. On April 18th, Secret Church will host a Good Friday simulcast. It'll highlight prayer needs for persecuted believers and reveal how the gospel moves forward despite challenging circumstances. Open Doors is a partner in the event. Links to join the simulcast at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Be the first to be notified when the free Bible.is app for kids is available to download. Your children can listen to a high-quality dramatized audio Bible while coloring, completing puzzles, learning memory verses, and playing many more fun Bible-engaging games. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.